Okay, so I got Audacity working, and the problem was that the input it was getting was from my microphone or my webcam. It has a built-in mic, and I have it plugged in and whatever. Basically, though, I'm going to like I've decided that I'm going to stop doing these little intros like before I start the reading, because I realize that it's pretty unnecessary and probably annoying for people that are watching. One chapter right after another, which is going to be the case when people are like the people that are watching them as soon as they come out, it might not be as bad, but people that are going back and like I'm thinking of someone that discovers my channel right now and sees 22 chapters of games we play and starts like listening to them like back to back and whatnot. I don't know, like while they like do homework or something, and it's probably annoying, like. To start a new chapter and be like, oh, he's got to talk, and I ramble. So for every recording and reading that I've done so far, I'm gonna make annotations that let you skip my little rambling intros. And from now on, unless it's something I really want to say or whatever, then from now on, I'm just gonna have it like in the description, like if it's a little side note or something like that. So I'm gonna try to not do intros. I really just would say something in the beginning of each chapter. Like, at first, I wanted to just because I was just starting out, but it turned into something that I felt like I needed to do or should do to kind of keep up a pattern. But I do not want this to be a pattern. So, speaking of patterns, this is Chapter 2 of Seeing the Pattern by Aegis Shield. Chapter 2, Lickety Split. Pinkie Pie bounced along the lane, her saddlebags full of fresh supplies for that week's work. Carrot cakes had become all the rage lately, and they'd been getting plenty of requests for more. Carrot cakes and banana bread. Though neither were particularly healthy, they did have a healthy food in their names, so who knew? The bubblegum-colored baker was there to supply what the sweet-toothed public wanted. Chuckling, she stopped at one last stall to get a hoof full of carrots and winked playfully at the shopkeeper before turning to go on. She turned, bending her knees to keep bouncing along through the market, and ended up launching herself straight into Lickety Split. Oomph! The stallion fell with a grunt, several bunches of bananas falling out of his saddlebags and mixing with her carrots and bananas. His eyes were in swirls for a moment until he shook his head. Oh, sorry about that. I must have not been watching where I was going. He leaned to help Pinkie Pie up, but she'd already launched herself to her feet with a charming giggle. It's okay, Lickety, she said, her cheeks a little darker shade of pink. I was bouncing along and didn't even watch where I was going, which I totally should have been since I need to get back to Sugar Cube Corner and make some totally. Well, her run-on sentence went way past the capacity of any normal pony's lungs. Her eyes were wandering down Lickety Split's handsome back to study his flank. The cutie mark there was a banana split with a cherry on top, telling of his great work at the ice cream parlor. Sure, it was one street over from Sugar Cube Corner, but it didn't make him any less handsome. Though the bouncing pink pony would never voice it, she certainly didn't mind eyeballing the stallion on the street now and then. The wild and rather heat-inducing ambition of ice cream cake boiled up inside Pinkie Pie until she felt something tickling her nose. She blinked and found Lickety Split tickling her nose with the green parts of her own carrots. You okay, Pinkie? He asked good-naturedly. You sort of trailed off there. Do you need help getting back? He scratched his mint-green mane a little bit, smiling politely. Any pony passerby could cut the rather blatant tension with a rusty ice cream spoon. Nope, I'm okay, said Pinkie Pie quickly, checking herself over for bruises and then getting everything back into her saddlebags. Lickety Split leaned past her head to put her carrots into, and she caught the quick scent of chilled vanilla off of him. Her tail suddenly exploded into a frizzy shape, and she was launched into the air by a nervous reaction. Are you sure? Lickety herbs. Are you sure you're okay? Lickety asked rather worriedly. Pinky nodded, trying to calm her tail. That was the pinky sense, she announced to him with a gabbing smile. That frizziness explosion means to watch out for falling ice. Like any other pony in Ponyville, Lickety Split acknowledged the power of the pinky sense, Although its seemingly random implications meant little until something actually happened, he knew better than to question. "Is it gonna hail later?" he asked, cocking his head skyward. Midsummer didn't seem the time for such a thing.
"Nope, just that something is gonna fall from somewhere," she said,
turning to skip away down the street. Lickety-Split sighed and shook his head as she bounced away. An older mare smacked the back of his head when he saw him nodding up and down to watch Pinky's backside go up and down. He smiled apologetically, but then went about his business. It would be hours later when he cursed himself in the freezer of his own ice cream parlor, having buried himself in an avalanche of ice cream buckets and shaved ice on accident. The Pinky sense was never wrong. Only his hoof stuck out, and he was unmoving. It was 10 p.m. Pink Amina's eyes snapped open with a certain ferocity. Pinkie Pie had gone to bed early that day, so she felt slightly better than normal. Still grouchy and teeth grittingly annoyed for no real reason, but better than normal. Pushing her hanging mane behind her ear, she studied Pinkie's diary. Another Pinkie Sense event had occurred, this time upon scenting Lickety-Split's mane. Pink Amina frowned severely, flipping the diary back a few pages and cocking her eyebrow. There was a scrawling of some stick ponies here and there, perhaps. Oh yes, there he was. She knew she'd seen the name before. Lickety-Split was the stallion Pinkie Pie eyeballed on the street sometimes. She'd even drawn a little picture of his cutie mark in her diary. A banana split with a cherry on top. Pink Amina rolled her eyes. Stallions were few enough as it was in Equestria. Surely he could have picked something more masculine to... Ugh, what did it matter? She groaned at the little scrawling at the bottom of the page. Pinkie's pie plus Lickety Splits equals ice cream cake? Pink Amina swore if she ever awoke in the middle of the night with that stallion atop her, she'd kick his ass right out through the tiny basement window. Snarling and flipping back to the more recent diary entry, she studied the happenings. The scent of vanilla had sprung the Pinky sense to warn of falling ice. Narrowing her eyes, Pink Amina went to the vanity mirror, found the hidden button, and pressed it. Bzzz! The corkboard on the wall shifted, the bed replaced by a long table, the desk extended, and her posters flipped for photos. Everything slid into place until finally her workshop was ready for another night of the Pinky sense pondering. Scrawling the new event onto a scroll, she frowned dangerously. 5 events had happened. Tonight, another disaster would strike. Sighing and hating to do such things at the last minute, she took a brush to her mane as she went over the facts she had in her head. 1. Violently crossing eyes in front of the Ponyville China shop, staring at glass snowflakes. 2. Itchy butt at the small produce section of the market, cherries, berries, and small fruits. 3. Tingly snout next to a humming air conditioner at town hall. 4. Sudden 7 sneezes at the library while staring at a book on the shelf about small businesses. 5. Explosive frizziness after melting vanilla with Lickety Split, the stallion at the market. Pink Amina sighed. Some of the signs were so similar. Itching a certain spot of the body didn't seem to hold any context beyond the moment it happened. Last time it had been itchy nose. Growling and scratching out some of her cryptology notes from the last few nights, she returned to her chaos theory. Though Pinkie Pie seemed to have some sort of omniscient knowledge of the smaller events of the Pinky sense, only Pink Amina could see the bigger picture. So, they both had opposite problems. Pinky couldn't see the forest for the trees, and Pink Amina couldn't see what kind of trees were in the forest, or something. She growled again, looking up locations. The 5 new Pinky Sense events were all over the place, and didn't make a crisscross for a location this time around. It couldn't be that easy twice, she sighed inwardly. Using the crimson thread, she connected the 5 locations and stared at them. Perhaps they created some sort of dragnet? That the disaster would happen inside the perimeter of the 5 forecasting events? It was a thought. Squinting, Pink Amina crunched on a cracker. She finally thought to hide a box of them under the nightstand where Pinky kept her diary. The pink mare never looked there, so it was a good spot. Salt was nicer than sugar anyway. There had to be some sort of pattern. Training her eyes on the locations, she squinted and slowly went through all of them again and again. 11:07 p.m. She didn't have long. Locations and sometimes objects helped. Glass snowflakes, small fruits, air conditioner, small business book, vanilla scent, or was the trigger Lickety Split himself, and the scent memorable? She didn't know. Pink Amina paced, deep in thought. 11:15 p.m., working her mind feverishly and rushing the brush through her long mane over and over to give her hooves something to do, she stopped. Wait! The pinky sense was never activated by a pony before. Not so explicitly, smell or otherwise. The dull pink mare rushed over to her map, glaring for... Yes! Lickety Split's ice cream parlor was within the perimeter of the other five events. It was a small business, with fruit flavors, with a powerful air conditioner to keep the treats cold. Snowflakes were a possibility, with a freezer that powerful. And Lickety Split, or was it the vanilla scent? She couldn't decide what the fifth sign was. She glanced at the clock. 11:17. It was a shaky theory at best, but she didn't have time to dink around and try to come up with something else. Going with her gut, she grabbed her saddlebags and rushed out into the night. Lickety Split lay barely conscious in the freezer, buried beneath hundreds of pounds of frozen treats and shaved ice. If ever there were an ironic death situation, this had to be it. Killed by his own product. He'd lost feeling in his legs, nose, and ears long ago. Was he going to get frostbite? He didn't know. He wasn't strong enough to move the pounds and pounds of delicious ice cream buckets, the hill of shaved ice, and the blocks of snowy treats. He was literally pinned, crushed beneath the very products he used to bring joy to others. He sighed, shivering and whimpering quietly. Why hadn't anyone come looking? His store was still open, and none had come looking. What if they'd made off with what ice cream he had in the display that was hundreds of lost bits? Then again, what time was it? He didn't know. His mind was, just slowing down. He was so very sleepy. But if he fell asleep, he might not wake up again. But he didn't feel as cold as he did before. He just wanted to... Just a short nap, he decided. His eyes started to slide closed, his breath a quiet, foggy huff from his nostrils. The door of the freezer burst open and Pink Amina shuddered inside. I thought so, she said, using her shoulder and shoving a good deal of the weight off the fallen stallion. Snorting steam and grunting with effort, she shuddered as she mare-handled the shaved ice mounds off of him. Using her hooves, she dug him out as best as she could. He had shifted from his normal off-white to a rather sickly, shivering gray. His eyes were closed. Was she too late? Gasping, she thrust her ear down upon him. His heart was still beating. Turning, she kicked the freezer door open and dragged him out with all her strength. Despite being a simple ice cream parlor owner, he was actually quite well built and heavy. She didn't have the strength to drag him to the hospital, nor did she want to be discovered doing what she was doing. Pink Amina wouldn't be able to explain to any pony how she knew to go look for Lickety Split in his own freezer in the dead of night. Though the pinky sense was openly acknowledged, divining disasters with it would be something else entirely. No pony could see the future. Well, almost no pony, Pink Amina thought as she grinned wryly. Her brow lowered into a frowny, growling expression, and she stared at the limp stallion. What could she possibly do with him? This was not like Sakura. He would not thaw on his own accord. Sighing, she studied the ice cream parlor. Most ponies lived at their place of work, so... Ah, there! There was a door leading into a back room. Pink Amina discovered a sitting room, a tiny personal kitchen, bathroom, and so on. She dragged him inside, then came back to the front of the parlor to hit the lights, lock the doors, and pull the shutters. No witnesses to this madness. Lickety Split lay sprawled out on the cold, wooden floor, shivering violently and unconscious. Though his body worked hard to keep him alive and warm, at least in his chest area, the rest would sacrifice itself to aid the vital organs. Pinkamina was not a nurse, but she knew how dangerous hypothermia and other cold-related injuries were. She peered about, then saw he had a fireplace. Thick smoke from a chimney in the dead of summer would draw attention. No doubt his winter blankets and such were tucked away in some obscure corner of his attic. She saw a clock on the wall. 11:50 p.m. He would die before midnight if she did nothing. Sighing, she gritted her teeth and gulped a little. She'd set out to prevent a death or disaster, and it wasn't finished yet. Pulling the limp stallion up onto his own couch, she pulled the quilt that was on the couch's back up and around herself like a shawl. Then she laid on him. His fur and body were chilled and she shuddered, trying not to look at him. She shivered and stared out the window for a long time, then at the artwork on his walls. Then she counted the tiles in the ceiling and wondered why a ceiling fan had 3 blades instead of 5. Then, the scent of vanilla wafted up into her muzzle. She looked down at him with a furrowed brow. He really did smell like vanilla. What a feminine scent for a stallion to have. She found herself rubbing at the base of his mane, hoping to help the circulation or something. Color was slowly returning to his cheeks. The presence of another warm body was certainly helping a lot. In some dark corner of Pinkamina's mind, she understood why Pinkie Pie found this stallion so attractive. She didn't care for him, personally, but he was not exactly ugly or anything. He didn't stink of sweat like Big Macintosh, or seemingly disappear at random like Dr. Hooves. He seemed normal and honest enough. He gave a quiet moan, and Pinkamina pressed him down again so he wouldn't wiggle under her. Sighing grumpily, she returned her gaze to the clock after a time. 12:13. She let out a long and relieved sigh. Disaster averted. Lickety-Split stirred a little, groaning and his eyes fluttering. What was that sugary scent, that warmth pressed against him? Some pony laying on him? Who? There was a flash of movement and his window was blown open from the inside by an unseen force. A black shape leapt out into the night. The stallion lay there, confused and mostly thawed from his icy tomb. The straight mane Pinkamina pressed herself into an alley, watching Lickety-Split come to the window and peer out eagerly. He didn't see her pressed into shadow. She held her breath until he closed the window again. Disaster averted. She returned to Sugar Cube Corner in a huff, locking her door behind her and restoring the room to Pinkie Pie's normal gay colors of celebration. Flopping down on the bed, exhausted, Pinkamina treated herself to another cracker. Brushing her mane behind her ears again, she allowed herself a small smile before sleep took her. The next morning, Pinkie Pie awoke having no idea why her fur had the distant smell of vanilla to it. Odd. Oh well. Time to make some carrot cakes and banana bread.